Help me out.
It's What Should I Do crew on 94.5 PST.
Colin is here with us this morning. He's one of our PST listeners. He just moved in with his girlfriend a couple of months ago, and he's looking for some advice. Hey, Colin, good morning. Welcome to Chris and the crew.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. So my question is it normal for a 30-year-old to consult her parents every single time she has to make a decision?
Oh, no. Your girlfriend does this, I'm assuming.
Yep. And okay, don't get me wrong. She's the best person I know. But, I mean, is this what my future looks like? Like, her parents being involved in everything that we do?
I mean, is that such a terrible thing for you?
I mean, I don't want to sound, you know, mean or bad, but yeah, like we're adults, you know, we should be making our own decisions. And the biggest thing, more importantly, our business is our business, right? It's not theirs.
Okay, I do hear you on that one. Is it really everything she's consulting them on?
Yep, everything. Every time, every single time. It's before deciding on anything. So think about it for a second and say, let me ask my parents first.
Mm. When she moved in with you, was she just moving out of her parents' house at that time?
Yeah, but she's still, you know, 30. And I wonder when I ask her to marry me if she'll say, oh, just a minute, let me ask my parents.
Aw, I hear you. It's time to be adults, right? You're out on your own.
And I also don't think they need to know about all the decisions we make, right? So I don't know. Am I off here? Should I let it be?
Well, let's see what everybody thinks about this. We're going to get you some advice. So do me a favor. Hang on. And we'll bring you back once we hear that advice. And we'll give it to you, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Sure. Hang on a second. Marissa, You're at home with your parents.
I am.
You haven't really made a lot of big girl decisions yet, right?
No, not yet.
Do you think that you'd be consulting your parents?
Oh,
I think I did.
I absolutely think I did
when it came to buying a house.
Yeah.
But that being said, I didn't ask them about every decision that I made. I was excited to make my own decisions.
I feel like I would ask more for advice than for permission. And it sounds like here she's asking more for permission. Like, oh, I got it. Like, I have to ask if I can do this. I have to ask if I can do that. I feel like I would be more like, hey, do you think this is a good idea? I wouldn't necessarily take it 100% of the time, but
I think a lot of people consult their parents.
Yeah.
No,
I think so. Especially,
is that such a bad thing? But I agree. I don't know if I'd want. I get where he's coming from. That I don't know if I'd want her parents or even his own parents knowing every move they make.
Exactly.
Because you're adults. That's the perk of moving out.
If it's a one-off thing for advice, I think it's okay. If it's every little decision, that's where it draws a line.
It sounds like he's worried about, and usually this is guys with their moms, like the mama's boys. It sounds like he's worried about her being a mama's girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I kind of get that. All right, so what do you think? Is he off on this? Should he tell her, like, stop telling your parents everything we do?
What should he do?
Help me out.
Call the crew now. 609-243-9778. Or tap the chat button on the 94.5 PST app.
If you need to get somewhere, I would definitely give yourself some extra time. Going to be about 41 later. Right now it's 27 at PST. So Colin was telling us that he just moved in with his girlfriend. And he's kind of annoyed that every time they go to make a decision about, you know, life, whatever, moving in, being a couple, she says, hold on, let me ask my parents. He's like, you're 30. Let's put your big girl pants on and let's make our own decisions. So he's wondering what he should do. He's like, am I off here? Should I say something? Like, what's going on? So we're in the PST app chat and we're getting an app chat from Hamilton that says, has he talked to her and said, hey, let's make our own decisions?
It's a good point.
I'm not sure that conversation's actually been had yet, and it probably has to. And she did say, this app chat says, it's an adjustment to be on your own for the first time, which I totally agree. I think when I moved out, I was absolutely asking my parents stuff.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he may have been out. We don't know how long he's been out of the house, so it may be no big deal to him, but it's a bigger deal to her.
I feel like there's a difference between the big financial stuff and trying to get advice versus, do you think these curtains are okay? Ooh, do you like the silverware? Like the little things I could see being annoying.
And that's funny because an app chat from Ewing says it's okay to get advice on the major purchases like a house and stuff, but the littler stuff like curtains and stuff that you're talking about should be between the two of them. Because that's one of the perks of being a new couple out on your own.
Is getting to decorate it yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, we have another app chat from Brian saying, honestly, he's doing the same thing here. He already knows how he feels on the subject, and it seems he's trying to call her out publicly. Keeping your business is not a great philosophy when you run to the radio. Which I guess that's kind of...
I think we need to tell him that they just need to have a talk. I remember when my husband and I first moved in together, and, you know, I was in tears over a shower curtain that I thought was ugly, but we just needed to get to the nitty-gritty in communicating. You know what I mean? So, all right, let's bring him back on. Hey, Colin.
Hey.
We totally feel you here. We get your concern, but we also kind of get her side because she's out for the very first time on her own. I think you guys just need to sit down and learn how to communicate. It starts right now. And I think you need to say to her, hey, let's make some of these decisions on our own. And if we really need some help, we'll ask your parents.
Yeah, you know, and that kind of, I don't know, it's an adjustment for me, and I think I just needed to hear that, too.
Yeah.
That, you know, this isn't as big of a red flag as maybe I thought, and, yeah, I mean, again, I feel, you know, you're right, and the people who suggested this, like, I gotta just talk to her, and I've made hints before, but I haven't just sat down and really had a conversation with her about this, and that's obviously the next step. So
moving in together is a huge adjustment. I've done it and I was like, what the heck is this? So you got to give it some time. And as awkward as it is, you got to just jump in there with your communication.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it.
And don't lose that girl. She sounds great.
No, she is.
Thanks for calling. It's Chris, and Joe is on a cruise this week. He planned the perfect time to be away. He missed all this snow.
Do you think he knew something we didn't?
He'll probably say he did, but no. Marissa's here answering the phones. She's on the board this morning. Have you seen any of those viral videos of people making, like, running tracks?
I've seen a few, yeah.
For their dogs in their backyard because, I mean, the snow is so high. We had like 15 inches at my house. And the poor dog, the dog's only 20 pounds. Little Macy's only 20 pounds. So, you know, the minute she tried to get in it, she sunk completely to the bottom.
Yeah, you're going
to
lose her.
Yeah, we almost did. So John decided yesterday, he saw some of those videos. He's like, I'm going to try this. So he took the snowblower in the backyard and he made like a track for the dog to run around because she's been stuck in the house. She needs to get her exercise.
She has to get her zoomies out somehow.
Yeah, exactly. So he just made kind of like a circle around the backyard. I mean, I've seen them online that are pretty intricate, almost like a maze. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
He wasn't doing all that. But it's just a circle. And at first, she kind of was like not knowing what to do. So we kind of ran ourselves and she, you know, chases us. She follows us. And then she kind of got the hang of it and was running around like circle after circle after circle. Did you see it, Marissa?
Yeah, it's so cute.
We've got the video posted on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. That's my backyard. And you can see how deep the snow is.
Yeah.
You have to ignore John talking baby talk to the dog.
It's so funny.
I was like, oops, I didn't know he was doing that.
Don't tell him I posted it. I was playing and Chris was like, is John talking in that video? And I was like, yeah, he's just baby talking the dog.
She got into it, right, Marissa?
Yeah.
She's running
was
around.
Zooming in there.
She definitely, and then she would try to jump in the middle pile and then she would fall down, like sink right to the bottom.
Did she have a little sweater on too?
She did. That, and she even has a little bomber coat. But when she started running like that, we're like, okay, the bomber coat needs to come off.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of heavy. She has her little fleece coat on from Dogs and Cats Rule. Yes. It's normal. So you can check it out. Do this for your pet in your backyard. I mean, Maisie loves it. It's up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story.
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, here we go. We have Allison and Glenn Gardner on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you in the car today? Is it snowing?
I am. It's not snowing right now, but I am in the car on the way to work.
Okay, you be careful out there. I don't want to hear Chris made me do it.
Oh, I will.
All right, so you know how it works. Three pop culture trivia questions. You're going to go first. I'm going to step out so I can't hear your answers. Then I'm going to come back in, answer the same three, and we'll see who gets the most right, okay?
All right, it sounds good.
Playing for Conan Gray tickets today at the Xfinity Mobile Arena March 2nd, which is soon, right? Yeah, it's this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. All right, so I'm out. Nice. You do your thing.
All right.
All right.
Chris is heading out, and she is gone. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, your quiz starts now. Ariana Grande says that if she ever made a biopic about her life, she wants Tiny Mouse to play her on camera. Before acting, she became famous on what Nickelodeon show, Victorious or iCarly?
I'm going to go with Victorious.
Victorious, you want to lock that in?
I want to lock that in, yes.
All right, we're going to lock in Victorious. Beyonce famously starred in the 2006 movie Dreamgirls. The movie is celebrating its 25th anniversary. What girl group was her character a part of in the movie?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm just going to shoot for it and just say the Supremes.
The Supremes, you're going to lock that in?
Yeah, I'll lock that in.
All right, lock in the Supremes. And it is Chelsea Handler's birthday. Is she from New Jersey or Pennsylvania?
I believe she is from New Jersey.
From New Jersey. You want to lock that in?
Yes, I'll lock that in.
All right, we're locking in New Jersey, and we are waving Chris back in.
Hey there. It's very pretty outside, actually. I just poked my head out. Campy Chris, sponsored by Al's Airport Inn, Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week. Happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. Brunch on both Saturday and Sunday. Online at alsairportinn.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. All right, I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we're just going to jump right in.
Let's do it.
Ariana Grande says if she ever made a biopic about her life, she wants a tiny mouse to play her on camera. Makes sense. Before acting, she became famous on what Nickelodeon show? Is it Victorious or iCarly?
My kids loved it. Victorious.
Victorious. You both said Victorious, and you're both correct.
She was actually very good in that.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, she was.
Beyonce famously starred in the 2006 movie Dreamgirls.
Mm, love it.
The movie is celebrating its 25th anniversary. What girl group did her character play? What girl group was her character a part of in the movie?
They were the Dreamettes.
Dreamettes is correct. She did not get the Dreamettes.
Oh, okay.
And the last one, it is Chelsea Handler's birthday. Is she from New Jersey or Pennsylvania?
Chelsea Handler is a Jersey girl.
You both said New Jersey. You're both correct. And that means Chris does win 3-2 today.
Awesome. Very nice. I tried.
Gotcha, Allison. Yeah, you did a good job. No, you did. You did a good job. But I do need to hear that phrase of shame.
I'm Allison from Glen Gardner, and I cannot beat Chris.
Oh, you got close, though. And just for trying, you got tickets to go see Conan Gray at the Xfinity Mobile Arena on Monday. You love his songs like Vodka Cranberry. Now see him live on the Wishbone World Tour at the Xfinity Mobile Arena in South Philly on Monday night, March 2nd. You can get tickets now, Ticketmaster.com. Hang on for us.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Oh, my gosh. So we really hope that this takes off, because you're going to love this if you're a Dunkin' coffee lover. So Dunkin' is testing these 48-ounce drink buckets. They're testing them up north, not around here. I always say, why aren't we the test markets? But you can order these oversized buckets. You can get iced coffee in them, iced lattes, or Dunkin' refreshers. You can do feature flavors like blueberry cobbler, iced latte, caramel cocoa, iced coffee, strawberry dragon fruit, lemonade, refresher. Like, they look like, remember those suck it buckets that you get in the bar? They look like little suck it buckets.
Yes.
They're huge.
48 ounces?
Yeah, 48 ounces.
I don't think that's enough coffee. I think I need to up
you
that.
You need a little more.
Yeah, I think so.
So there's a new pizza place in Hamilton that's getting a lot of buzz. It's Di Lorenzo's The Berg. It's now open on Sloan Avenue. It's taking the place of the old Di Lorenzo's Pizza. Now, here's the deal. We just talked to John Moles. He's the lead pie maker. What an awesome title.
Yeah.
Lead pie maker at Di Lorenzo's The Berg. This is their second location. The first location is in Levittown. There's a lot of questions about the relation between the new place and the old place. Tyler, who's the owner of Di Lorenzo's The Berg, is the nephew of the previous owner. They're cordial, but there's no business association between the two of them. There you go. We've got the details up on the PST app for you. And sad news, Martin Short's 42-year-old daughter, Catherine, has died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So sad. If you know somebody who's struggling with mental health challenges or emotional distress, substance, you know, use problems, or just needs to talk, call or text 988. There's the scoop. It's Chris and the Crew, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris. Joe's on a cruise this week. Lucky him. Dan Zaro in the PST weather cave. Marissa's here answering the phones, doing the board for us this morning. So question, do you share your lip balm with your partner?
You do?
Of course I do.
Chris.
Wait, so the phones are open. 609-243-9778. Are you serious here? So my neighbor, you know, everybody's been out doing their snow and shoveling and stuff, you know, everything's dry. So we were outside talking to some of the neighbors, and John said to me, hey, do you have any, I had just gotten home from work, do you have any chapstick in your purse? Of course I do. I have like five of them. So I took it out of my purse and gave it to him. And she was like, you're going to give him your, I do Burt's Bees. You're going to give him your Burt's?
Oh,
I was like, what am I supposed to do? No, of course
yes.
I am.
That's even worse when it's direct lip on lip contact like that.
Yes.
No.
He's my husband. I kiss him lip to lip.
I don't want someone's crusty lips to be on the chapstick that my crusty lips have been on.
Okay.
That's weird for you. That's weird for me.
Is that weird?
That's weird.
That is not weird at all for me. Not at all. We share a lot of other intimate things.
I'm barely okay with sharing like a drink out of a straw with someone or something like that.
Yeah.
That is a big no-go for me.
I can't tell you how many times we've been out and he will say to me, hey, do you have chapstick in your purse? Of course I do. I always do. Now, we don't like the same one. He likes like a Blistex one and I like Burt's. But he just has to deal with whatever I have in my purse. Sometimes I will put his in my purse because I know he's going to ask for it. But if it's not in there, and I gotta be honest, I'll go one step farther. If my bestie needed, look at Marissa's face.
No.
If my bestie needs some lip balm, she can have it. I mean, like my inner circle, let her use it.
If she doesn't care, that's fine, but now that lip balm is hers, I do not want it back. I don't want it back anymore. I'm sorry. That's all you.
I carry Q-tips in my makeup bag here. So let's say you needed some, Marissa. I would just take a Q-tip. I would scoop the top of my Burt's and I would give you the Q-tip. I mean, but you can have my lip balm. It's fine.
No.
I mean, I don't know. A Q-tip for you. Nothing. I would let you use my lip balm. I would let
Chris.
I don't really see the big deal. Someone that you kiss, someone that you're close with. I don't see if, I mean, as long as they're not sick, right? I mean,
I don't know. I feel like sharing lip balm, I think, is the most intimate thing you can do with someone.
Is it really? I'm trying to think. I'm thinking of all the things that my husband and
it's
I share.
The most. That is the most.
What about a toothbrush? That's even, and he can use my toothbrush if he wants to.
That's gross too.
Come on.
But like I said, if I have crusty lips and I'm putting lip balm on and then someone else has crusty lips and they want to use my lip balm, it's just weird.
All crusty lips is dry skin. It's not some disease.
Keep your dry skin to yourself. I don't want it on mine.
The phones are wide open here. Come on, tell her if you're with someone, isn't it okay to share lip balm? Do you do it? 609-243-9778. You can always check in. Is sharing lip balm with your partner gross or totally acceptable? It's Chris and the Crew. Good morning. It's Chris. Jill's on a cruise this week. Dan Zaro's in the weather cave. Marissa's here answering the phones. She's doing the board this morning. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Oh, disgusting.
When I was out, I had come home from work the other day and John was out shoveling and snow blowing. I mean, he's wet. His lips were hurting him. He said, oh my God, do you have your chapstick in your purse? Well, of course I do. I have like a five of them. So I pulled it out and gave it to him. My neighbor was standing by and she was like, oh, you guys share that? Of course we share that. We kiss. We share anything, everything. I don't know. Let's go to the phones. Natalie in Bordentown is on the line. Natalie, I hear you're disgusted with me.
Oh, my gosh, Chris. Oh, my gosh. I usually always side with you. I cannot. As a biology teacher, absolutely not. You should not be sharing anything, including mascara.
Oh, even makeup and stuff like that? What's on your eyelashes that you can't share it?
Aren't there little bugs or mites. Something?
Yes, little bugs.
No!
They're called mites. Yes.
They're called mites. Natalie, come on. I mean, John and I kiss. Yes. I even would give it to my kids if they needed it. My bestie, if she needed it.
No.
Nothing's ever happened.
Nope.
I'm here. I'm good. I don't have any infections. Nothing. We do it all the time.
No. Gross. No, I'm sorry.
It's telling me I'm totally gross.
Like I said, keep your crusty lips to yourself.
Now, I'm hearing that Matt is on my side. Matt's in Hamilton. What do you think?
I don't think it's gross at all. I mean, I take everything of my share everything of my girlfriend's, all her shower stuff, her lotions, like everything. But she calls me gross. So I don't know. There you go.
So she thinks it's gross. He doesn't think it's gross.
All right. Well, if he's gross and he's taking her stuff, then.
Now, look, I'm in the PST app chat here. I mean, we were getting an app chat from Ryan Doylestown. It says, I don't see the big deal. Think of it like this. If you share a spoon, you can share some lip balm.
Like I said, I wouldn't even do that.
I know, she wouldn't even do that.
I wouldn't even do that.
Courtney in Levittown says, I only share that stuff with my child. I would absolutely share it with my child.
This is how I know I would be a terrible mother, because I would not.
Marissa.
I would not. I would be, my child's too, and I'm like, get your own.
You don't think your parent would, if you said, hey, I really need some lip balm, they wouldn't give you some?
Oh, I absolutely know that they would, which is why my parents are better than me.
Diane in Hamilton says, not weird at all. He's your husband. Lips are the least of what you do.
Mary in Ewing says one word, disgusting.
Oh my gosh, you can tell us what you think in the 94.5 PST app chat. It's Chris and the crew. Chris, we're without Joe this week. He's on a cruise. Can you believe he missed all this snow? Dan Zaro is in the weather cave, our PST chief meteorologist. Marissa's here answering the phone. She's on the board this morning. So my husband and I tried a viral trend in our backyard. Have you seen the videos of people taking their snowblowers? You know, people with lots of snow, obviously, taking their snowblowers and making like a track, like a running track for their dog.
They're so cute. It's so cute.
So we tried it. We didn't do it as elaborate as some people were doing it. Like I saw like outright mazes. You know what I mean? Like turn left here, turn right here. We just did kind of a circle. So she could just run. She loves to just run.
You didn't make a maze for Maisie?
Nope, not a maze for Maisie. But she loves the track. I mean, so, you know, she's used to getting out and getting some exercise. And even with the last storm, we were just getting her back to finding some grass and stuff. And she was so happy. And then all this new snow. So John just kind of made a circle in our backyard. And at first she didn't know what to do with it. She's kind of like, huh? And then, so we would kind of run, and she loves to chase us no matter in the house or wherever it is. So then she was like, okay. And she realized she could go all the way around the yard. And then she started like sprinting.
Zooming.
Yeah, it was cool. Cause you know, dogs have zoomies.
Yeah.
And they need to get the zoomies out. So like I said, it's not as, you know, crazy as some of the ones that we've been seeing online where it looks like an Olympic event for dogs. You know what I mean? But she's having a lot of fun. You saw it, Marissa. What'd you think?
The video was so cute. And John baby talking to the dog.
I didn't realize, because I never have the sound on my phone. I didn't realize that he's like, oh, come on, come on,
come here, come here.
Don't tell him I posted it. It's up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story so you can see it.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
This is pretty cool. We found out that Bath and Body Works is now on Amazon. So if you need to restock on some of your favorite things, like the iconic things, you don't need to go to the store anymore. Now, not everything is up there. I like going to the store and smelling all the scents. That's one of the best parts of Bath & Body Works, discovering everything new.
Exactly.
So here's the thing. They're just putting a couple of their favorite scents on Amazon, like Champagne Toast, we noticed, Warm Vanilla Sugar, Thousand Wishes, Mahogany Teakwood, stuff like that. So again, you're not going to be able to get everything, but some of the iconic stuff, you don't have to take a trip to the store.
And that makes...
You know what those things smell like.
Exactly. I think that makes sense for
it. Yeah. So Di Lorenzo's The Berg, the pizza place, is now open in Hamilton. This is their second location. The first one is in Levittown. It's replacing the Di Lorenzo's Pizza on Sloan Avenue. They are related. They're cordial, but there's no business association. We were talking to the lead pie guy this morning, the lead pie maker, and he was saying that the owner, Tyler, is the nephew of the previous owner, just in case you're wondering. And there's so many questions about that. So Ozempic and Wegovy are about to get less expensive. Novo Nordisk plans to cut the prices from $1,000 to $675, but it's not going to be starting until January 1st, 2027. So if you're looking for that, you may have to wait a little longer, but it is going to get cheaper by the beginning of next year. And if you're looking for something fun to do on Friday night, Cash Bingo is happening at St. Anne's School in Lawrenceville. You just show up, $30 at the door. It's doors opening at 6 o'clock. Do you like playing bingo, Marissa?
I don't think I've ever played it like outside of school.
Do you know my family used to play bingo at holidays?
Really?
Yes, because my grandparents were into it. Because, you know, grandparents like bingo and stuff. But it's becoming a new trend again. Grandma hobbies are like a thing now.
I've always wanted to go with like the... What's it called?
It's
the
like bingo a stamp or a dauber, I think they call it.
A dauber? I want to go and play a real game of bingo with a dauber.
Hey, listen, my daughter's travel team is hosting a bingo night on March 14th. So if you want to come to that, let me know in the app chat. I'll tell you more details. But yeah, we used to have like Easter dinner and then we used to clean up and everybody would get bingo cards and we'd play bingo for like cash prizes too.
With the dauber?
No, we didn't have daubers.
Oh.
We put like pennies on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was fun. So you have a little inside look at my family there. All right, there's the scoop. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST. It's Chris and Joe. Well, Joe's not here this week. He's on a cruise. Dan Zero is back in the PST weather cave. Marissa is here. She was telling me about one of your friends has this new guy in her life, right?
He thinks that he's this rough and tough guy, but he's really not. And he does this thing and it's... She likes it. She likes that he does this.
But you don't?
I think it's cringy, and I think it's kind of almost wannabe-esque.
What is it?
Chewing on a toothpick.
Oh, I've seen guys like that.
And
it's more like cowboys, I see,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. He thinks he's a cowboy, but he's not. He's some gamer guy. He barely leaves his house.
So do you think it's gross? Because you think my husband and I sharing chapstick is gross. So do you think it's gross because it's in his mouth?
Well, I mean, I don't think he's... If he's sharing the toothpick, that is one thing.
Right.
But, I don't think it may be a little bit, but it also just has no purpose. It's just there. He doesn't use it to pick anything out of his teeth.
That would be gross.
Yeah, that would be gross.
If he just sat there picking his teeth, that would be gross.
But he uses it for show. And what are you showing?
I think it is kind of a tough guy move.
Yeah. Oh, like we said, very cowboy-esque.
Little bad boy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I feel like there are very few people that could get away with doing it, and he is not one of them. It's almost a red flag, in my opinion.
Yeah, I do think you have to have, like, some work boots on, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a, you know, like a flannel.
Cowboy hat.
Yeah, maybe a cowboy hat, some cowboy boots.
You had to have just gotten back from the bull riding range over there.
It's either that, it's either very bad boy, or it's, like... My 80-year-old grandfather, who actually, yes, they do use them to pick their teeth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's either you use it for show or you use it for the actual purpose.
Right. But, obviously, the purpose is gross. You can do that in privacy. I don't know. I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. I think it makes them look a little tough.
It's pointless. And she likes it. She's like, ooh, it gives him bad boy. It gives him a little bit of an edge.
Like a little turn on for her?
Yeah. She likes it.
I can see that. I really can.
But, I mean, I don't
know. You're over it. All right. Tell us what you think in the 94.5 PST app chat.